All right, class, let's pick up and deal with how to develop unlimited ministry. I wrote down a few words for you. One of the things you're going to have to know is the importance of infirmities, or recognizing your infirmities or your inadequacies or your insufficiencies. Those characteristics are an asset in the spirit world, for it will cause you to depend on God more than yourself. So they're there for a reason. That's why you have in Romans 8:26, take this in note, Romans 8:26-28, it tell you how infirmities can be turned into the mind of the spirit, it can be turned into the will of God, they can be turned into your calling, the purpose of God. Your infirmities make you love God more because he hath chosen you, and is so powerful. So in order to have unlimited ministry, another thing is understanding kingdom mysteries. Very important. And there we go in prayer again, because in 1 Corinthians 14:2 says, when we pray in the spirit, we speak not unto men, but unto God. However, we speak in mysteries. And then Jesus in his firm teaching in Matthew chapter 13, class, I want you to see it, because Jesus actually always was talking about unlimited ministry. There in the 13th chapter of Matthew, the 11th and 12th verse, he said, it's given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Now, mysteries of the kingdom, to step into unlimited ministry, experience is another thing, I can tell you, by experience. And then unlimited ministry carries a certain amount of evidence. Mysteries, experience, evidence. Now, we will be looking at this all-important subject of faith from a mystery perspective and a lot more. So we're going to be unfolding the mysteries of faith to produce certain things in our ministry. I'm going to be proving to you how superior Bible-based faith is to what philosophers call faith and psychologists call confidence. Listen, without access to the mysteries of the kingdom as children of God here on earth, we cannot gain masteries over the challenges of life. I love it. I love it. You know, you thought you heard that. Let me give it to you again. Without access to the mysteries of the kingdom, and I just shared with you some aspect of the mystery of the kingdom, by understanding the teaching of Jesus, being able to hear, being able to see, being able to understand from God's perspective, which will open your eyes, inner eyes, to the mystery. Now listen to this statement again. Without access to the mysteries of the kingdom, as children of God here on earth, we cannot gain masteries over the challenges of life or over the challenges of ministry. So we're talking about mysteries and masteries. In other words, you see one ministry moving in great dimension. You see another ministry just dragging along. I can assure you that ministry that is moving, know its inadequacy, know its insufficiency, and have a total dependency upon God. And the other ministry is using philosophies and theories and principles, pulling things out of the air, trying to let the world system tell them how to computerize and all that. You need the spirit to function in kingdom mystery. So, I could stay on this one statement. Without access. Now, we do have access, but your access will be polluted if you don't approach it through prayer and through faith and through humility. Here in Ephesians, let's see in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. We see from Ephesians 8 through 12 that it is by the mysteries of faith that we are able to reach, are able to teach principalities and powers a lesson. Wait a minute, let me give you that again now. We see from Ephesians 3, chapter 3, 8 through 12, that it is by the mysteries of faith. What I said? Mysteries of faith, right? We are able to teach principalities and power a lesson. Here's what the scripture said. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles, now notice what he's preaching, the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Notice this now, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Now that's two powerful, at least three, unsearchable riches of Christ, fellowship of the mystery, the manifold wisdom of God. I want you to remember that, class. If you want to get yourself established in these three things. The unsearchable riches of Christ, I think they're all in the mystery of God. The fellowship of mystery, the manifold wisdom of God. Then the next verse says, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, your ministry must maintain the focus of God's eternal purpose. I want to give you a scripture that deal with mysteries. Romans 8, 26 through 28, talk about our infirmity. It talks about the mind of the Spirit. It talks about the will of God. It talks about the purpose of God. It talks about the calling of God. But Romans 8, 28 says, all things work together for good for them that love God, who are called according to his purpose. That's real powerful. So here this verse says, according to the eternal purpose, which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have, now here's class, in whom, 12 verse, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Those three aspects you're going to have in your ministry. Boldness, access, and confidence. By the mystery of faith, we gain supernatural mastery over the principalities and power. By the mysteries, or by the mysteries, singular, mystery of faith, we gain supernatural mastery. Now that supernatural mastery is something about unlimited ministry. Over the principalities and power. Now, know this. The war against your faith is so intense that Jesus said in Luke 18:8, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth. I mean, it's intensely war against your faith. Faith will be under the heavy attack of the enemy, Satan, in the last days. I love it. We talk about the shield of faith in Ephesians chapter 6. Even right now, there are many seated in church who are religiously wounded and defeated. Their faith has been so conquered that all they can say is, well, whatever God will do, he will do. That's not it. And so we, as ministers in this school, I want to train you to take the worst scenario to its best place. And these principles that we're teaching in these classes are so important. And I'm teaching from experience. The school have experience on it, 40-some years of experience. This school have evidence of a successful, unlimited ministry. So I'm teaching you what I'm already living. So it's important to pay attention. Faith, therefore, is a very significant issue. In fact, it is the substance of Christianity. Got it? It's the substance of ministry. If it's a substance of Christianity, it's the substance of ministry. Faith is. We read in Acts 6:7, which is the key text for my vision. And the word of God increased, and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Understanding faith will cause you to understand the mystery, will give you mastery over every situation. Faith, listen to this class, faith is the substance of redemption. It is what gives value to redemption. Redemption without faith, because the Bible said the just shall live by faith, the righteous shall live by faith. It is what birth redemption, give value to it. Talking about faith. That's why when your faith is gone, your redemption loses color. In other words, it don't have no life in it. Mastery, friend, is a function of mystery. Get that now. Mastery, friend, is a function of mystery. I was praying prior to coming up here to minister to you, and he said, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the violence take it by force. That force is a force of the mystery of God. You have to know the mystery. Mastery, we're talking about mystery and mastery in ministry. Are we talking about, say it the right way, we're talking about, yeah, mysteries and mastery in ministry by faith. You see it? Mastery, friend, is a function of mystery. It is your access to mystery that confers mastery on you. Mastery over sickness, disease, and satanic harassment. The mystery of faith is what gives you mastery over all satanic harassment and manipulation. That is powerful. Look in Ephesians 6:16. Look in Ephesians 6:16. I want you to see this. So you got your Bible open to Ephesians 6:16. I don't just want you to be a listening audience, but I want you to feed. You got to feed on the Word of God. You can't just listen. You got to feed on it. You got to get down in your most innermost being. In Ephesians 6:16, here's a powerful above, talking about the armor of God. Then all of Paul said, above all. Well, I wonder why he said above all. Just what I've taught you earlier. Taking the shield of faith, well, with you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Nothing is a substitute for faith, class. That's why your faith is the target of the devil. He don't want you to have faith. Until he can crash your faith, you're still in command. I love it. As long as your faith is in place, your change of story is inevitable. Faith remains the ever-winning force in the race of life. We're going to a scripture now. Faith remains. This scripture has served me well. I've used it in so many tests. Faith remains the ever-winning force in the race of life. 1 John 5:4. Let's pause here. 1 John 5:4. Let's pause. We got Ephesians 6:16. 1 John 5:4. Now, I tell you, class, I'm feeling goosebumps now because I know how many channels, how many mountains been moving in my ministry, how much joy I've had when it looked like there was no place for joy. These two verses. Let's go back over Ephesians 6:16 again. Above all, powerful, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Nothing is a substitute for faith. I know I'm repeating myself. Nothing. That's why your faith is the target of the devil. Until he can crash your faith, you're still in command. As long as your faith is in place, your change of story is inevitable. So faith remains the ever remaining force. Let me set my clock. I don't want to go too much here. One of y'all come set this clock. that clock, they ain't giving no. Put a half hour, put that, yeah, all right, put that there. Yeah, so you can take my phone and I'll keep it. I've been going 14 minutes, right?
Yes, sir.
All right, class. Because I don't overshoot because I get excited about this. Ephesians 6, 16, 1 John 5, 4. Now I want you to, you need to meditate and memorize these scriptures. It's powerful. Look what 1 John 5, 4 says. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How powerful it is. Now you got the shield of faith, it protects you, and then it's overcoming faith. Covering faith, shield, it covers you. Then overcoming faith, the covering of faith on your ministry. And then the same faith is overcoming the world, overcoming such a way, overcoming Satan, overcoming lack and all this limitation that most ministers have on them. Now what God is doing, He is after a program of exemption that will guarantee you and make a covenant exemption from the evil wind of destruction that is blowing across the length and breadth of the earth. With your eyes, you will be seeing these things, but they will never come near you. Your wife, your children's children will never be victim. Why? Because the shield of faith, understand the shield of faith, and understanding the victory of faith. Now, class, I want to put a pin here that will be new to a lot of people. Your spirit is perfect. 2 Corinthians 5, 17, I think it is. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, your spirit is perfect. But Romans 12, 2 reveal that your soul is not. And so, your spirit is perfect, but your soul is progressive. Every day you have to make sure your soul is in place. And so a lot of times the Bible talks about the soul, talking about the inner man, talking about the heart. Now I want you to go back over your studies. When you're reading the Bible, say Mark 11, 23. Heart there is talking about your soul. See, your spirit is perfectly connected to God because it's God's divine nature. I'll teach you some more about that in the days to come. Reach out for an encounter. Write that down. Reach out for an encounter. I had my first encounter with this baptism of faith in 1979. The author said, while reading Smith Wigglesworth's book, it conferred on me a superior complex over demonic forces. Now when I see the devil, I rejoice because I know I have the final say. Notice the testimony. When you experience faith properly, when you experience the Holy Ghost properly, you conferred on you a superior complex over demonic forces. So when you see the devil trying to operate, you can rejoice knowing you have the final say. Now, that has to be an unlimited ministry because sometimes you'll be attacked. So the encounter with the baptism of faith is very important. The encounter with the baptism of faith for doing the impossible. These two separate encounters cannot be separated from happening in ministry today. That's why Acts 6, 7 aptly described the Christian experience as defaith. And then I just taught yesterday on in Jude, contending for the faith. Now, certain things that we have, we are sanctified by God, we're preserved in Christ Jesus, we are called, we have mercy, peace, and love multiplied in us, and then we pray in the Holy Ghost to build ourselves, in the 20th verse of Jude, upon the most holy faith, keeping ourselves in love. Very important. Faith in Acts 6, 7 described the Christian experience as the faith. Faith is the act of Christianity. That is why it's very important for every one of us to recognize that faith is not just a doctrine. Hello? Faith is not just a doctrine. Faith is a spiritual asset that is essential for every Christian who desire to fulfill his or her destiny. We're talking about your personal life. We're also talking about the premises for ministry. Faith is important. Now, it is my pleasure to let you know that God had prophetically designed a decoration for his church in the end time. Turn to Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, and we're going to run through these verses for a moment before I read any further. Isaiah chapter 2. Are you still here with me, Clarence? Now, if you pay attention to these classes, I know Junior and Montrell and Ron and the other boys have been teaching y'all a lot of stuff. All of their classes are a spinoff of my class, okay, because they're all being trained as apostles. You being trained in the apostolic anointing. Look here in Isaiah chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above all the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Hallelujah. And many people shall go and say, come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. Hallelujah. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. You see all this stuff going on now, all this liberalism and modernism, it's going to be stopped, man. The church, we're building a church that can handle this. Look at verse 4. And he shall judge among the nation and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their sword into plowshares and their spears into pruning hook. Nations shall not lift up swords against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. That day is coming. O house of Jacob, I'm going to verse 5. Come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. My. I must read this again. It's so important for you to see, because this capitalized on what's going on now. It's only temporary, where men and women are playing game that they are equal with God. The mountain of the Lord. The word that Isaiah the son of Amoz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountain, top of the mountains, and shall be established, now look at the next word, shall be exalted. Underline the word established, underline exalted above all the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. Look at that, Claire. And all nations shall flow unto it, and nowhere else to go. And look at verse 3. Watch words very closely, words. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways. And he will teach us, and that's what we're doing now, and will teach us of his ways. And then after that, we will walk in his path. You see it? You can't walk in the path till you're taught his ways. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Hallelujah. And he shall judge among the nation. See that word judgment coming. Not only that, and he shall rebuke many people. Oh, it's coming. And they shall beat their sword into plowshares and their spears into pruning hook. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come ye, and let us walk in the light of the Lord. That is powerful. That is powerful. It's my pleasure to let you know that God has prophetically designed a declaration for his church in the end time. That is right there. No devil can stop it. The church is in her best state ever. As the body of Christ, we are in our season right now. When everything going, pandemic, all the stuff going on now, this is the hour of the saints of God. Whenever you are, or wherever you are, get set for your supernatural distinction. Write them two words down. Supernatural distinction. Powerful. In other words, you're going to stand out. You meditate what this class is teaching you, you're going to stand out in faith. You're going to stand out in victory. You're going to stand out in protection. And your unlimitedness of your personal life, your family, everything become unlimited. And your ministry. Wherever you are, get set for your supernatural distinction. Claire, that's powerful. It is your turn to flourish like a palm tree. It is your turn to grow up like the cedar in Lebanon. It is your turn to become fat and flourishing in the favor of God. Faith is it. Come with me now as I take you through the school of faith and let you into the secret of an unlimited ministry, an unlimited life, unlimited success that I, as your apostle and instructor, is living right now. You just follow this class, keep up with this class, take these points, take Isaiah, that text there in Isaiah chapter 2, 1 through 4. Matter of fact, read the whole chapter of Isaiah 2, because you go from the mountain of the Lord, the day of the Lord, you go to the fear of the Lord. Those are very important in that chapter. You can read, you're going to study about the mountain of the Lord, you're going to study about the day of the Lord, you're going to study about the fear of the Lord. And we need to know about all three. So I'll take up next class, we'll take up from where I stopped now, and we'll go into the foolishness of faith.